This letter is from a 40-year-old professional African-American man in Atlanta who's been divorced for 10 years, has a 10-year-old son that I love dearly. We were married for 4 years and had our son the same year we got divorced. My ex-wife and I are cool, and we do a good job of co-parenting, but this is not what this letter is about. Okay, folks, before I get into this, you know, this letter kind of tickles me. Because, you know, at 56, I've already been 41. I've been all these numbers. That's why my sons can't get away with nothing, because I've been 21. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why my 15-year-old boy can't get away with nothing, because I've been 15. Now, this 41-year-old dude that come along, made a mistake, should have wrote in on another radio show, but you wrote in to the 56-year-old Steve. I've been your number two. You've been divorced, I've been divorced. You got a boy you love dearly, I got boys I love dearly. I got all this here. See, I know what this letter really about. And all of it, I just want to chuckle and go, come on, man, for real. What is the purpose of this letter? Did you see any reason for this grown man to write this letter? You know, first of all, this sticks out for me. You have a four-year-old son. We were married for 4 years. We had our son the same year that we got divorced. What did you do? See, who gets married in the, who gets a divorce in the same year that you had the child? What did you do, dog? While she was pregnant, carrying your child, what did you do? That during the 9 months of carrying this baby after it's born, now the divorce is finalized. What did you do? See, something wrong here, but that ain't in the letter. Ain't no mention of that. Mm-hmm. It's just we got a divorce. The why come, see, would be a flaw of his. And he don't write about flaws of his. He only writes about the good stuff in him. This is not what this letter's about. Since my divorce, I've dated a lot of women, some serious, most not. I've dated female business executives, doctors, news anchors, etc. But I continuously feel unfulfilled in these relationships. Well, I think you dated a lot of women while you was married, too, tell you the truth, player. See, I ain't stupid, man. So when you write me, man, you write another man. We trying to figure out what you wrote the letter for. Since you dating all these news anchors and doctors and lawyers, why you want us to know that? You know why you date all these women? And it concerns me that I don't get the butterfly feelings of love anymore. It's because of your appetite. Your insatiable appetite to have women to get to meet the great you. Mm-hmm. See, you want as many women as you can to be exposed to all you are, Mr. 41-year-old African-American professional man. That's all it's about, player. I don't know who you thought you was writing to, but you wrote in to me. You don't need no help here. I don't get those butterfly feelings of love anymore. You can't give what you never had. Mm-hmm. You ain't passing out no love, no butterfly feelings, but you want butterfly feelings back. Partner, come on, man. You playing pimp game, now you want some love in return. Ain't that about nothing. Players don't get love, dog. You know how the game go. Who you talking to? I read your book and several others about relationships to try to discover what I'm missing. My book wasn't for you. My book was for women. I think you talking to some sucker, don't you, man? I read your book like I read all. My book was for women, dog.
You mad at him, dog?
Yeah. You gonna write in talking about I read your book and said the other book like he's really trying to pull himself together. You a player and you won't stop playing. That's your whole damn problem.
Five
I need
women,
some more
though,
time please. With you. Five women. That ain't a player
41?
To you?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the five. I'm just, you know.
Oh, I'd be so confused.
I ain't got no problem with the five either, but know that's what your problem is your appetite, partner. You can't find love. You ain't giving none out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.